Blog Talk Radio. You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bulldog and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through white, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit, nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I gotta say used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely cloud. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody you loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me.
The one who loves me.
What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging.
go. Just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss to luck and we're on our way.
dust in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind.
Well, hey, it was Friday night. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show, live on BTR. I'm your host, Ron Rex, tonight. Yeah, I've been a little crazy. Let's have a little fun. It's Friday night. I've been busy, busy, busy. And, but here I am. Tonight, I'm playing a few tunes. Hope you all enjoyed them. Enjoyed them for a long time. Whatever. I don't really care. Anyway, we're not about music. We're about politics. We're about the truth, injustice, and all the right shit. But guess what? We don't have nothing right in this country ever anymore. It's so much bullshit, we just deal with it. Anyway, I open the phone lines up. Y'all want to call in, talk to me, holler at me, kick me out, whatever you want to do, let's do it. It's Friday night. Now it's Saturday morning. Wherever you are. I don't know, you might be behind me or you might be in front of me. But I'm here tonight with you on BTR. I was squeezing in. I had make a long trip to make here to get here tonight, and I really pushed into program the show. So here we are, kids. So how's everybody doing tonight? Hope everybody's doing good. Antoinette, my co-host, you ain't on the board. But Atomic Ray, Bobble Tooth Benny, East Coast, guest 9196, guest 1937, whatever. Okay, Hibachi and Plinky. What's up? How's St. Louis doing, my city? My big city of St. Louis. That is the best place I've ever... I'm really proud to grow up around that. Because St. Louis is really unique. Anyway, without further ado, I got to bring on my co-host. Because I'm going to get in trouble real quick tonight. Internet, how are you doing tonight, sweetie? Can you hear me? Internet? Okay, cuz... Okay. I get one call and nobody's responding. Okay, anyway. I hope you enjoyed the music. I was just fooling around. I didn't have a show. Okay, Ray, calm down. Take a Xanax. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. It'll be okay, man. No sound. What do you mean, no sound? Hold on. Let me see what's up. Yep, there's got to be sound. Okay. I'll be quiet. You over here, so we got to call in, because I ain't going to talk no more. I'll be quiet. I don't say nothing more. Ray just attacked me. I'm no fucking goat, Ron. I didn't say he's a goat, man. If I say he's a goat, I take your face. You're a fucking goat. All right? That's your choice. You want to be a goat? That's your prerogative. What are you going to do? I don't care. You want to be a goat, sheep, a cow, a horse, a wagon, car, truck, whatever. Ray, come on, man. I'm fragile, bro. I'm very fragile. My feelings are hurt very easily. Man, I'm just a talk show host. That's all I'm doing is trying to spread information and help people out. They can't not be fucking helped out. There's a lot of them out there that cannot be helped whatsoever. Let's try this 302 number again.
Hello, Ron.
302, you're on here. Okay, thank you, God. It's like I've just been revived. It's like
no, well, you would have been fine without me.
I doubt that. I seriously doubt that, Internet. Without you, I am fucking worthless.
No, no, no. Without your wife, you're worthless. But no, without me,
no.
You'll be fine.
Well, there again, with her, I am worthless because she takes everything I got.
Well, that's what she's supposed to do.
No, no. She's supposed to support
me. She has to control the purse. Yeah, she does. She's supposed to control the purse strings.
Look here. I have been working all day, hard, very hard today. Then I come home and I install a TV flat panel in her bedroom for her.
Well, it's because your bedroom too, so you look at it too.
I ain't going to look at that thing. I don't watch TV, Internet. I don't do it, man.
Well, still, there'll be times where you'll glance at it to watch the game or something.
I don't think so. I did it for her because she is bedridden. She's bedridden with a sciatic nerve problem. So she has to lay in the bed.
Well, see? Then that's
so
the reason.
Sure,
so don't gripe and complain about it.
Shit. More shit I got to do. I hate it. You know, I'm going on vacation for about a month. I have been. But I got to quit. I'm tired. I'm done.
I'm tired
to take care of her. Well,
no,
I did
you
not,
are not.
In my contract, I am not obligated to this. To have her sign a waiver before the merger.
No. Nope. You're obligated to take care of her.
Mm-mm.
And you want to take care of her. You're just trying to play big man.
No, I'm not trying to play big man. I don't want to do it. I want no involvement. I want to exclude myself from that action.
No. Take care of her like you're supposed to. And that you want to
be abused in the process? And be abused in the process?
Oh, she's not abusing you.
So, no, it's okay for her to abuse me if it's not okay to me to try to retaliate.
She doesn't abuse you.
Hmm.
Shoot, it takes a lot to put up with you.
I got video.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it does take a lot to deal with me. It is a job. To deal with me, it's a job.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She deserves to be put up.
Ask questions. Why do you always take these political challenges on? Why do you want to always be argumentative? I mean, why do you do what you do, Ron? I do what I do because I like people. That's why I do what I do. That's why I'm argumentative. Tell me the truth. Tell me the true definition. Last night's show was off the hook.
Wasn't it good?
Last night's show, it was very good. I mean, that was the shit. I mean, straight off the bat. You couldn't get better.
Yes, today I called Yapa and I thanked her. And I told her that we really enjoyed having her. She was such
absolutely
an amazing guest.
Yep. Dr. Yapa Bay.
You would just love her.
Absolutely. And that's what people do. You know what? She she gave you guys the opportunity to open your eyes up, man, take a look, the real thing. Just like me.
Yeah, so y'all missed it last night. Please catch the archive.
Yeah, go to the archives.
You
want to listen to
that show. You truly, truly,
right.
Oh, my goodness, you really missed out. I'm going to ask her to come back again, but y'all check it. Please check it out. It was really good.
Well, you have to come back and get them at the pair. I'm sure of that. I'll do it. No doubt about it. I will pay her to come back. I guarantee it. Because she's good. I like her. I like her a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Really. And I'm very particular. Well, let me bring another caller on here real quick, Annick. So it's kind of a radical night. It's Friday night. It's, you know, I'm kind of cutting loose a little bit. Maybe let's bring another caller. It's a block call. Hello, caller. How's it going?
What's going on, Rod? I missed the show
yesterday. Ow. My brother Jay.
Hello,
you got to speak up in the microphone.
What's going on, man?
You got to stand up that microphone.
You
missed it. You better go to the archives.
You're
going to
be upset with yourself for missing it.
What it do, yo?
Blunt Brothers, you're going to be sad that you missed it. You're going to be upset with yourself.
What we missed?
Yaphabet.
Yaphabet.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Yaphabet. Dr. Yaphabet was
our
guest.
Have you heard of her?
Oh, with the dictionary, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that night was the shit. Brothers, you need to go back and listen to the archives.
I'm gonna have her come back again if she will. But you have to listen to last night's show. Yeah,
she covered everything very well. Very good. I was impressed. It impressed me pretty hard. But she was right on the hook of all their shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you really have to catch last night's archives.
I had two Webster's and four Black's dictionaries open. You know, I was referring from the beginning into the latest. What I was doing, I was hustling through the books. And what I did was I was looking at what she was saying and then looked how many times it has changed till now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The definition. You know what I mean? That's what I was doing last night. So I wasn't very compliant last night a little bit. But I was looking. I was researching. I had two computers going. And I was looking everything up, what it said, what it meant then, what they say it means now. That's what I did. I defined it. I pulled the shit apart. It was great. She did a fine job. And guess what? Most of the shit they've done has been bullshit to trick you in this believing this bullshit. And she defined it for you. It was excellent. Yeah, definitely go back and listen to the archive. I get her back. That'd be great. I will pay that woman. Just come back on my show again. I'm serious. She knew exactly what she was talking about. She wasn't fucking around about nothing. Anyway, tonight's a late show.
Oh, well,
Beasley,
I have a lot of... I admire Sister Yaphabet, and I'm sorry that you feel that you would pay her to leave, but I'm sorry. I would just have to ask... Well, never mind. Shut up, Antoinette. But I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Well, he'll get over it. Oh, why did you kick me last night, Ron? Because I fucking can. You start talking shit, I'll kick you. Talk intelligent to me, don't be fucking with me, man. I don't play that game. This ain't, you know, I have an open forum platform here. That's correct. But I want to respect at the same time. Don't fuck with me, man. Because, I mean, you want to play a troll thing, whatever, that's your gig. That's your gig. Whatever you want to do, don't come with that shit with me because I'm not going to play it. Period. Call in. You want to talk?
No, I misread his statement. I misread his statement.
What's that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, I'm not going into this bullshit.
Yeah, it was my error.
Okay. Well, you're allowed to do that. I mean, I'm sorry I'm such a bad host, but check it out. I pay for this, motherfuckers, and I don't care. You know what I mean? Jay, you know, man. You know me, man. You heard me on Perry's show. You see me run this shit. You know I know I don't fuck around. We got to come to reality with each other. Reality.
Yeah.
What is the fucking problem with that? Why do these people do not wake the fuck up and deal with reality? The real shit.
The cloud of denial, man. It's a cloud of denial.
That's what I'm saying, man. This fabricated bullshit. They're spending these fucking retarded people. They keep continually fucking accepting it. What is wrong with them? If it's fabricated, they'll snap like a fucking turtle, man. Retarded. Jesus Christ. People make me fucking sick. I swear to God. I hate to be a dick, but that's what I am. I'm a dick.
How you want change if you don't want to accept change or if you don't want to make change or learn the information?
Right. That's your choice. It's up to you. It's up to the individual, man. That's how you make fucking change. That's how you make a movement. But no. It's like a convenience store. We just drive through and everything's okay. Nope. You blind fucking retards. I swear to God. I got to be cool, man. I'm going to be quiet. Seriously, quiet. Because this shit pisses me off. People are so blindsided. You know what I mean? They take the most stupid shit and believe it. Because it's easy. It's relaxing. It's easy. They take it. They don't strip it apart. They don't ask no questions. Okay, Antoinette, you're all right. Just whatever you got to do, baby. You're on. You're on, Antoinette.
Okay. No, I had to hang up. My cell kept dropping, so I had to keep calling back. And that's why I said, well, that was twice. So let me just put the cell down and not use it and just use the house phone.
You know, I would ask today, questions brought up to me, why do so many people come onto your show on Blog Talk Radio? I said, well, because they're just as crazy as I am, I guess. That's all I can say, you know. But the reason I do this show is to inform people. I'm trying to educate them a little bit. I'm not trying to get popular. I'm not trying to get famous. I don't care about that bullshit. And I pay for this.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, I don't ask nobody for no money. I don't. I don't ask nobody for nothing. I just want to help each other. As people. Humans.
Yeah.
The species. The human species. You know, are you a citizen? No, motherfucker, I'm a species. That blows your mind. What? You know, what does that mean? I can't define that because I've been taught to treat this bullshit way. And that's what they do. They believe in the way of the system. They don't believe in the way of reality. They lost the concept. They've lost the concept of reality. And that's where they're at now today. And most American people are like that. They completely lost the concept of reality. Don't understand it.
Yeah.
Scared to death of it.
Well, I think that's because people don't like change.
Stop. What change, Antoinette? It's a fictional world we live in.
Yeah,
it never
but
changes.
If people don't know that, then, you know, when you finally find out that everything that you were taught is a lie, that's a big shock to the system.
It's a shock. Right. Exactly. So we'd rather go along with the easy ride, leaving the bullshit lies. It's easy.
Well, it's easier to believe what you were always taught. You know, you were taught one way all of your life, and then to go back and find out everything you was taught was a lie, which means that you have to change yourself. You know, it's kind of easier just to stay in that box and make believe.
Well,
in that fictional world.
Exactly. You got to separate fiction from reality.
Yeah.
People don't do that. They were living this supreme world that nothing exists but everything good. You know, I can turn my TV on with a remote control. I use a cellular phone. I play a video game. I drive through McDonald's. The convenience stores are at my convenience. But what happens if all that shit goes away? What happens? They are completely fucking retarded and lost.
You don't know how to cook your own food. You don't know how to prepare your own food.
Right. Fuck no. Not anymore. Throw it in a box, press the button, and there you go. Dinner
services. You're used to having services.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When your toilet breaks down, right, you got to call a plumber. Huh? When the electricity comes out, when the electricity has an issue, you got to get an electrician. Self-sufficient, man. Learn the basics. because those are things that you can eliminate. It's going to save you money. And also, if a crisis happens or something happens and nobody can get to you, you know, you don't have to depend on nobody. You can, you know, fix the problem yourself.
Yeah,
and those are the basics.
Your
right? Say, you know, you don't. It's not far fetched. It's not that crazy to be like, oh, well, I can't do this. I mean, those are basic things that you can try to get educated on, and
yes.
It might, you know, help you or prolong your situation. I mean, you know, it's not going to be the end of all the problems. I'm not saying that, but those are problems that you could eliminate. The basic necessities that we need, like I said, your plumbing breaks down, what are you going to do? You got to call a plumber. Then there's no plumbing to call because things is in a crisis. Your toilet's stocking up. You know, what you going to do?
Take the plunger and stop it up.
You know?
Take the plunger and plunge the toilet.
Some people don't even know how to do that with a snake or nothing.
Yeah. And if it keeps running, then lift up the toilet lid and check to make sure that the thing is attached to that little ball and stuff like that.
Well, let's get to a point on this, all right? Okay.
Breath.
We're talking
Where's
about sewage.
We
We're talking about... Okay, well, hold on a minute.
You got some crazy characters, man.
Beasley, you need a colonic, man. Beasley, hey, look here, man. Jay, Beasley needs a colonic. You know what that is?
No, what is a colonic?
Colonic,
pardon? You don't know what that
is? A colonic is where they show a water hose up your asshole and wash out your record.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
yeah, they shove a pipe.
Like an enema.
About three or four feet, they pump all the shell your intestines. That's what it's
okay.
Like. Anyway, and besides that point, that's
okay,
cool. That's
really? Okay,
it
he said he enjoys enemas. Okay.
He does.
All of y'all are
he,
in rare
he,
form
he,
tonight.
Him and the Jew ought to get together on a fucking bidet.
It's what you call Freaky Friday.
Yeah, I think they use... I think they use about a 4,500-pound pressure washer to clean their ass. Anyway, besides that.
Oh, no.
Wow, what a night. It's Friday night. Was, not
yes,
Saturday.
Yes, I see.
Okay, I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet.
Yeah,
no.
Saturday morning.
Yes, you're right, Benny. It's Saturday now.
Hey, last night's show was too
good.
Good
morning, sweetheart.
I have no callers on the board. Nobody wants to call in because you're all a bunch of pussies. So there you go.
Oh, my, right?
That's my Perry Steele. It's the Perry Steele coming out of my story. God, I'm just weeping out of my pores. Perry Steele. I didn't call
my
brother,
goodness.
Perry. I'm sorry. Did I call you? I shouldn't have showed up.
No, you did
knowing.
Not call me.
Bath time.
No,
bath time.
We need a break. We absolutely need a break. This little shit
we
live in, man. Because we're under so much stress. This government shutdown. I'm not under the stress. I praise it. Please don't make a deal after the 17th. Default.
Well, they have to make it before the 17th.
Ah, fuck them. They're going to default. They can't stop it. Internet, they done fucked it up so bad 20, 30 years ago. It's a colossal crane train.
They messed it up before then.
They can't fix stupid. You can't fix stupid. They done fucked it up. So, there you go.
No, but sometimes you got to have someone come in and take care of stupid.
Pianki, what are you
sleepy. Well, Pianki, have a good night. Good night. Mm. Good night.
Pianki, go to North St. Louis, get you some crack, you'll wake up.
He's left now. He's left. He went to sleep. He's gone to bed.
That's nice.
Yeah,
I'm trying to send him down to North St. Louis, get him some crack. He can get some crack if he wakes, like he's just like woke up. Anyway,
well,
but
why would he want to do that?
I don't know. So that's the rest of the show.
Oh, that would be foolish. Okay.
Well, if he's got the money to afford it, that'd be cool for him, but not us.
No, that's not good for him to mess up his life to do it.
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't advise that for no one. No. If you're tired,
sorry,
then go to bed.
Shit. You gotta be kidding me. I never get to go to bed.
Well, you're one of them rare people that can do that.
Well, I'm getting
too
tired,
old
though,
to do that.
Matt. I'm coming to Delaware to your house. I'm going to your house, and I'm going to send you down here.
And where am I going to be while you think you're going to be at my house?
Well, if I'm at your house, I just lock the door. Don't let the grandbabies in or the kids. You come down here at my crib, you have to deal with all this bullshit.
Uh-huh. So you think you're going to come to my house where it's quiet and peaceful.
Exactly.
Alcohol-free.
Right.
Alcohol-free.
Yeah, I can live. Yep. Yep. Yep,
and you
ma'am.
Think you're going to bring them demons in my house.
No. Mm, No. I just went quiet. Because, I look here. My wife is here to take a trip. All right? I'm paying for her to take a trip. Okay? She's going to go to a Cher concert. Okay, I'm making arrangements for her to go to see Cher. All right?
Well,
so
that's
she wants
good.
To okay, now I'm going to make this arrangement. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get her backstage pass. I'll get her everything she needs, blah, blah, blah. But
very good.
After she's done with her little adventure, I'm splitting for about a month.
You're not going to leave
her. I might be doing the show. I am. Yes, I am. I'm leaving for a month, 30 days. I'm out. I'll be doing a show from Jamaica. I will be doing a show
Benny
on the
Benny wants to know
mat.
Cher hasn't retired yet.
Well, she did, but she's back. She did another thing. Yeah, she's back.
Oh,
she's on
okay.
tour again. Yep, she's back. Yeah.
Okay.
But my personal opinion on Cher, I love her, dad. She's a great artist, but guess what? It's like anorexia coming back. She reminds me of anorexia.
Her body looks good for her age.
Yeah, Cher is in, what, her 60s now?
Yeah, she looks.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She wears some crazy stuff sometimes that makes
Oh, she always out. Did. You should have seen her in her younger years.
But she looks good in some certain outfits. I'm like, ooh, damn,
Cher. Beasley, you ain't got
her
a
her
wife.
Younger years.
You couldn't have, Beasley, you couldn't have a wife. I'm sorry about that bad news, bro, but you couldn't have a wife. I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
She was before Madonna. She was more extreme. She's the one.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, yeah. Madonna, right.
Then even when she used to bring the little girl on stage
Sonny,
and stuff
Sonny
like that, when they used to have the Sonny and Cher hour.
Sonny's bonus.
That's when she was the little girl. Not
yeah, that's
boy.
When she was a little girl. No, she's still a girl.
Chaz.
She may
no,
want to
Chaz.
Be a boy, but she's
Chaz
still a girl.
She's a brother. She's a bro now.
No, uh-uh.
She's a linebacker. She's a linebacker
bro.
For the...
uh-uh. She's still a female.
I'm going to say that. I'm going to use that word. I'm going to say she's a bro now.
All right.
No,
okay.
She's
now,
still
I,
a girl.
I got to play another song since you mentioned it. I got to play this song. You asked for this. Mm-mm.
No, I didn't.
Uh-huh. I got you, babe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I used to like that song. And I like that
yeah,
song that she
song.
Made about being her mother married a Cherokee. She talked about being a half-breed.
Cherokee, tramps, and thieves. Yep.
It wasn't no
gypsies,
tramp.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Y'all see that freaky movie, Mask, she was in?
Yes.
That was
yeah.
a fucked out movie. That was a sad movie about the guy, with the guy, that he had
That's
the
true.
Elephant disease.
Movie, true story.
Yeah, yeah. That was a sad movie. I felt bad. I mean, I think I was
yeah.
young when it came out. I cried. Yeah, when he died.
Cried?
Yeah, I cried when the kid died. You know, the guy, the young guy, because he one time he didn't wake up, remember? Because he was getting
yeah,
these headaches.
The morning he was dead.
Right, right. And he had the whole motorcycle gang that was like
cool with him and stuff. That was it was a good movie. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good too. Yeah,
Mask. That's crazy. Yep. How she made a couple of movies. Like she didn't play in a lot of movies, but the movies that she did do, like they you know have their significance. I don't know if y'all like Moonstruck.
I don't remember that one. I remember the name of it, and I've probably seen it, but I don't remember it.
Beasley, you should call it. He's funny. He said, I wanted to put a bag on his head. Damn.
I'm reading about the new order.
How you got the new world order? What you were saying before earlier that you had said?
What I'm reading here about the new order is about the Bush family. Are they down with that? It comes from the Nazis. 1941, they said. That's when the guy that's talking about it, he discovered that it was 1941. Like that word new world order wasn't never talked about, but 1941. It started in Germany with Hitler, the Nazis. The world. They wanted to rule the world, and now they say the Bush family and other people that are members of the union here in America are trying to do that with the Bilderbergs and the Rothschild. They all, you know.
Mm. Well, they've been working on that for a long time.
Trying to continue the legacy that Hitler started. But they're doing it in a modern way, you know what I mean? They can't do it the way Hitler did it back then, so now they're trying to do it in a modern way. And it's basically what they're trying to do is...
manipulation.
Manipulation. But what they're saying
the
is they want to take and have slaves, have people, or have slaves and have the masses that own the slaves and, you know, just have the people with no religion, nothing. You know what I mean? They can't. Basically, they can't. They won't be able to read. The same way they have the African slaves here in America. Like, they won't be able to read or anything, and, you know, they'll just work for them for free.
Right.
That's what they want to do.
They do it now with all of us. They do it now with all of us.
Well, right, exactly. But we can read, though, and we can. And that's what they're going to take away, everything.
Well, look, I was, you know, it's funny you said that because I was just watching a special that I think it was a segment on CNN, but this is a segment from this lady that did a documentary on how over there in India, I think it was Iran, one of those countries, I don't want to get it, incorrect, but one of those countries where they don't let the women go to school. And this lady, she's going over there, like, telling them like, convincing the families, because it's tradition. They like, housewives, you know, get married into, you know, traditionally the way they supposedly, you know, marry into families or whatever. And they don't want their daughters to learn how to read. And a lot of them, too, that are married, the husbands. So she goes into these, you know, these... the shanty towns, the ghettos in there, and goes and argues and have, convincing them to, like, let them go learn and let them read. And that's crazy. I can't believe, like, in these days, you know, they want to keep it, like, you know, sort of slavery, you know, mentality, and keeping, you know, women enslaved where they don't learn how to read and they just do the basic. I mean, you know, certain degree, I understand their mind frame because they've been already taught that and they've been conditioned in their own way, you know, where they think that it's right for them to be like, nah, you know, my wife should not go or my daughter, because they've been taught that so many generations, but, you know, she's trying to break that. And, I mean, it just amazes me that we have, you know, places right now where, they don't want to let you educate yourself because they know that education is power. You know, knowledge is power. Education is the key out of a lot of, you know, certain situations or to better yourself,
you know, mm-hmm. even though sometimes, you know, the odds are against you, but, you know, when you're educated, you're more empowered, you have more opportunity to advance as of to somebody that doesn't have the education knowledge and doesn't know how to read. You know, if you don't know how to read, you know, how many people...
Man, hold on, man. I don't look at it that way. Mm-mm.
What?
I'm a very educated person, and I use it to fuck with people. That's what I do. I seriously fuck with them.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? I don't do it on my show here. You guys know that. I don't play with you. I don't play no bullshit games. I don't play around with your head. But when it comes to politics, when I deal with these official people, so-called official people, I mind fuck them. I guarantee it.
Right, right.
I'm the biggest fucker ever lived. They hate my guts. I don't care. They probably want me fucking dead. But guess what? I call it as I see it. I look at the definition, the fact, and that's what I do. Last night was the shit, man. Because that's exactly what I do. Exactly. And I love it. You know what I mean? Because here's why, man. We have been pushed around. We've been treated like fucking cattle for a long time, man. All of us. Doesn't matter your color. All of us are involved now. That color thing don't mean shit. That's just one of the little tarts they use to fucking manipulate the action and movement. That's what they do, man. They use that. If people would wake up and see this, they would understand the real, true fact of what the fuck they're doing to you. But no, nobody wants to do that. Well, because they're white, they're better than me. Well, because they're black, they're bad people. That's bullshit. That's
class
big
warfare.
Bullshit.
Class warfare.
It is. Why? It's a manipulated game. It's a manipulated fucking game.
Bullshit, but the racism still exists, though. You know what I'm saying? As the Caucasians have the power, it still exists where they are still using
but
the
racism. But that is
again.
A fictional world, man. That's a fictional world. That's what people don't realize.
Listen, it's a fictional
it's fiction.
World in the sense
it
of how you think about it. If I was to think that white people are better than me, then I'm living the fictional world. But I know that racism do exist. I know that if I take my ass all the way to mountains and up there, KKK, they live up there and shit. They'll lynch my ass and shit. They cast me out there in the dark and shit, whatever.
The retarded people that have been indoctrinated to their fucking mind to believe that shit. Now, look
what
here,
what I'm saying is right, but what I'm saying
I'm
is that in reality,
okay,
it do exist. There are people out there that
you're white. There's only one blood type in the planet, you and me. All right? I'm black and you're white.
You and me.
Got it? There's only one blood type on the planet. It's me and you. Me and you.
Ron.
Now, I'm,
Ron,
I am
I never,
in condition
I never
to blood.
When I was growing
you
up, I used to read all this shit, right? When I was growing up, I used to read all this shit, right? About how white people treated black people. And I used to think that all white people were like that at one point, right? But then as I start to meet people and got to know people, I'm going like, you know what? There's hatred in every race, man. There's good and bad.
It's a different fucking story. That's what I'm saying, man. It's a different story in reality.
There's good and bad. In every
you gotta separate
bad,
fiction from reality, man. You gotta separate fiction from reality. People don't do that.
Now, everybody's just gonna bad, but the Caucasians, they take it to the whole boy.
Exactly. Totally different game. Totally different ballgame.
They fucking did the nuclear bomb. I'm going like, God damn, a nuclear bomb is gonna destroy everything where you live? Come on. That's insane.
Bring it on. Hey, I'm bringing the call, Ron.
And that'd be very
we don't have
man,
a few people
know?
On the board, but not in the chat room, but people. What's up,
on,
caller?
Bring it on.
Block caller. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Hello,
Cynthia.
You got the word?
Yeah.
Got the word?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
Cynthia.
Yes.
How you doing, Cynthia?
You got the message that Ron was on, right? I sent you?
Yeah, I did. Thanks.
All right.
Wait. Earlier we were talking about...
Too.
We were talking about Cher's and Sonny Bono's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name now? Christine.
You said Shaz.
Christine.
You said Shaz.
Shaz. Remember, I promised you a song. I promised you a song. I was going to play a song for you to define it. So I'm going to play this tune real quick, and we'll get back to talking.
I got you laid.
Oh my.
Uh oh. Whoa, what's that? It sounds like somebody bringing up the gate.
I had to play that one. All right. There we go. All right. Sorry about that. I had to play that song. Since we're on the topic of that.
Okay.
All right.
I remember that from on that movie with Robin Williams. Wasn't it Robin Williams?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Mrs. Doubtfire. That was a good film, too.
That was a good movie.
Yep.
I liked that movie.
I've always been a big fan of Robin Williams. Anyway, I'm going to bring another caller on. 323, you're on the air on Ron Rex Show on BTR.
Hi, it's Cynthia. I just called back on a different phone.
Oh,
okay.
Hello.
Well,
how are you?
Cynthia, how you doing?
I
knew
it was excellent. Bad. Thank you.
Good.
How's y'all weather over there?
It's warm, but still chilly to me. Like in the 80s.
Oh,
and that's chilly?
That's it's
hot.
Only cold in New York now. Our season is over.
It's been raining all day.
It did rain a little bit yesterday. But we don't really
get rain.
We got rain
coming in Ozark. Going to ruin my weekend.
Oh. Well, okay, because you've been busy working, so.
Yeah, very busy. No, I haven't. I came home. I looked at the time. I said, shit, it's 11 o'clock. I got an hour left. I can book a show. Let's do it. So I booked a show. And here we are.
Yeah, you guys are giving me, like, heart failure when I can't listen to you guys.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you weren't here last night, Cynthia.
Oh, you missed
it.
Well,
go back to my
archives. To the archives.
Mm-hmm.
What was the show about?
We had Yaffa Bay on.
We had Dr. Yaffa Bay here on.
Yes, Dr. Yaffa Bay. Have you heard of her?
No, but I remember you were promoting that. I was tired yesterday.
Right.
It was not a good
day.
Oh, well, I'm telling you, she would have been worth staying up for. No matter how tired you was, it would have been worth it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so when you go to the archives. Pardon me?
I said I've been asleep all day today. Besides eating, that's the only thing I've been doing is sleeping all day.
Damn, must be nice.
Yeah, well, I did that most of the day, but it was a rainy day, so my body was letting me know that it was raining.
Well, my today's challenge was how fast can you go through $1,000? How fast can you
do it? Oh, I can do that. I can tell you how fast
you
can do that.
That's
not hard.
You could buy a TV with $1,000. It's over.
Oh, I'm not buying a television.
I did with a stroke of a pen. It was over.
No. I want the pleasure and joy of looking through stuff and buying it.
$1,000 is rent over here.
Well, I bought a lot of things, but I did with a stroke of a pen.
Yeah, that would have left me a couple $100 up after my rent.
And I will talk to you tomorrow, honey. I will explain to you what I went through. So you'll understand. You'll catch on.
You got to explain it to Mrs. Rex.
Well, she knows. She was there all day. I look, my wife has a sciatic nerve problem. She's going to a chiropractor every day. And today I had to go work in this house. I drug her with me all day long.
Oh, that was cruel.
I drug her all day long.
That was cruel.
I said, you got a chiropractor appointment, but I have to go to work. So either you go with me or use one of the rides I have offered you and pay for, but she don't want to ride with nobody else but me. She got an issue with that. I don't know what the fuck her deal is, but I have other friends that could took
her
there and done that.
And she wants her hubby to be by her side.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, you
she's
do
fucking
too.
With my money. No, she's fucking with my money. Then I come home, I have to install a TV set for her and lift up her legs and all this other shit. It was not part of my agreement when I signed a contract for the merger of this corporation with her.
Mm-hmm.
It was not
and you can't
terms.
And you can't do without her. So now just stop.
Yes, I could.
Stop.
Yes, I
no,
could.
No,
yes,
you can't.
I
just
could.
Stop it. Stop it, stop
oh,
it,
yes.
stop it. Nobody's buying that.
You wouldn't believe how good it would be. I'd be a
bliss. No, it wouldn't.
I would
stop
be
it,
in blend dancing that without her.
No, you
life would be much sweeter for me.
Mm-mm.
I could do BTR 24 hours a day. with nothing to say.
And yeah, with anyway, nothing to say. No.
You don't
stop using
crazy.
Her I'm to promote crazy. The show.
My wife?
Don't be pick. Yes, stop picking at her.
Use her to promote my show? I don't know about that.
Yeah. While you picking on her, have people turning like it's a soap opera. They got to see how Ron feels about her tomorrow.
I never pick on my wife. No, I don't do that.
Okay, very
she
good.
She abuses me. She abuses
she
me.
Does.
But I never pick
telling
on her.
Them tales.
Oh, yeah. No, no, it's a fact. It's a fact. Where's all facts at tonight? I need a fact checker.
He has his own show. He has a 6-hour show scheduled for tonight from 9
tonight,
to 3.
Really? No shit.
Yes, that's what I was told from 9 to 3.
Okay, well, we got how much time left on this show? We got 37 minutes left. I'm not going in overtime because I have to go to the all facts show. Just straighten him out. Help him out
oh,
a little
my.
Bit. No, I don't know. I don't care. I really don't. Michael, I don't know what to say. I'm lost for words.
I'm
lost for words.
But
anyway, call
but
in now.
If he can talk for 6 hours, then God bless him and let him go right on.
Oh,
I hope
that
he
motherfucker
has a good
can talk
show.
Longer than that. It ain't shit. He can talk a lot longer than that.
Yeah, I mean, if you have someone
Allfax,
to argue with.
Michael Allfax, that motherfucker has nothing but bullshit to talk about. That motherfucker's got more air in his lungs than an air compressor. He can talk all night long.
Well, did you hear with the trucker strike? I was listening to the truckers march that today they had the National Guards out to make sure that they didn't block the roads.
Of course.
Yeah.
Don't block their money.
So, they said a lot of them didn't show up. I mean, I don't know because they... Now, what I was listening to, they was talking about how Fox News was... They were there and they were talking to different people and stuff like that. And then I'm going to... put the link in here for y'all. But then you could and then something happened where, you know, next to the National Guards was there. American Gangster, I don't know who you are. I'm not saying that your links are bad, but I don't know who you are.
I think, personally,
to check your links.
I think it's MH. I think it's MH, Michael Hood.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not willing to take that chance. Well, there's the link. They were talking about it on this Guerrilla Radio. And they have a lot of interesting sites on there also, y'all. I don't know. Do you know for sure, Ron, that that's who it is?
No, I'm not. I can't confirm that.
Yeah, see, I can't. I'm not willing to touch a link. I don't know who it is. I'm sorry, American Gangster, but, honey, I don't know you, and I only think I've seen you here maybe once or twice. And hollering, it's me, Antoinette. Oh, GGT. Okay, thank you. But I don't touch links that I'm not sure of who it is. I believe that East Coast said more reporters ready to report with cameras than mad truckers. It was funny.
Antoinette?
Yes.
You made me laugh right now.
Why is that?
Because I don't touch links either, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, somebody give you a bad link and send you to a bad site and you can infect your computer with a whole bunch of stuff. And yeah, I just don't do that. That's just not me. Not that somebody that you know can't do the same thing, but I'd rather take a chance on somebody I know.
You.
Pardon me?
I'm just like signal.
You are going in and out. Oh,
I know. I'm about to lose you guys. I'm about to record you here in a little bit. For some reason.
Is it windy there?
It's getting cloudy.
Yeah, you all may be getting the weather that we've been having.
Could be. Anyway, if I lose you, I'll be out. But, I mean, I'll still be on the board, but I don't know. I might lose audio.
You guys, keep that weather on the East Coast.
Pardon me?
Keep that weather on the East Coast.
Oh, well.
Well, I'm in the Midwest, though.
Yeah, I'm on the East Coast. We are having all the rain. And it's a shame because I put most of my plants in the greenhouse, so they're not even getting it.
Mm.
Well, that day when they were calling for a tornado, I had to run out and get them, and I wasn't bringing them in. But I can tell it's windy because I hear my wind chimes. They're just a-going. Darn, you can tell I'm old. And I say that because of the wind chimes. Reminds me of my grandparents. I think even my dad had wind chimes. Yeah, my dad did have wind chimes up at the house. So, Ron, you got wind chimes there? Ron? Okay, is there anybody else on?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if I was here by myself.
I think his line might have gone out.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Oh, okay. It won't drop the whole thing. It'll just... Okay, well, is Jay and Mark still here? No. Okay. Well... Cynthia, I can tell you about the show. Do you have a Black Law's Dictionary?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, what Yapa has showed us yesterday was when you look in the Black Law's Dictionary, I have number 6, and she did use it from the 6th version. If you look up employee, then you're a servant, and if you look up employer, then they're the overseer. And then she broke down the dollar, you know, the currency, and, you know, basically how it could only be backed by, you know, gold or silver. I mean, you really are going to have to listen to it to listen to exactly how she broke it down. You know, so she showed that, you know, actually, you've never been paid in your life. You've worked for nothing.
Mm. Because the currency is just a promissory note.
Right. And it's not an exchange for money. You know, notes and bonds is not money.
Right.
So you have an overseer and you're a servant. So, you know, basically it's still like you're a slave. You know, not getting paid anything. You're just working. Excuse me. So.
Okay.
It was really good. Pardon?
Did you get your book at Barnes & Noble?
My Black Law's Dictionary? Uh-huh. No, I ordered mine online. I use betterworld.com because you can buy new or used books and shipping is free. So I always go there.
I wonder if they carry it at Barnes & Noble.
I don't know.
because I don't really like to do stuff over the internet that much.
Oh, see, I will do. I will do that. I mean, look, it's better for me to do it while I have my mind on it. Somebody gives me a title of a book, and it seems really interesting, then I'll go then and see if it's there and order it right then and there so I don't have to worry about going and searching for it later.
Okay. I'll definitely look it up.
Yeah, but, you know, if you can get under six, that's even better. You know, because the older the version, the better. And the oldest dictionary that you can get with the bracket still in it. And you want to not try to get a Webster. Not unless you get an 1800s Webster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was internet blog talk, and they were saying that, I don't know if it was on you guys' show or somebody else's, but they had, instead of the word nigger being ignorant, they put it as something else.
Yeah, it's royalty.
No, it was like a black person or something.
They probably got that from the new dictionaries.
Is that the expert? Do I hear the expert on your show, Antoinette?
You hear Cynthia.
Oh, yeah, the expert. She knows everything.
Oh, I thought that was you, Jew. Now, how did you get in the bronze not here?
That's a good question, isn't it?
Oh, you must have already been here.
No, I just got here.
Oh, I see.
It's very baffling, isn't it?
No, it's not worth giving me a headache over.
All right. I hacked the show page, but don't worry. It's all right.
Okay. All right.
I'm running the switchboard, too.
Okay. Very good.
Does Cynthia have children?
I don't know. You have to ask Cynthia that question. And see if she chooses to answer it.
Oh, well, let's hear it. Do you have any children, Cynthia?
Yes, I do.
How many?
I have one biologically and two stepchildren.
Two stepchildren? Are you an evil stepmother?
No.
So you're a loving stepmother?
Yes, I am.
Mm. How old are they?
All of my kids are over 21.
Hmm. Did you raise the biological child?
Yes, I did.
Hmm. In a single-parent household or dual?
No, I was married.
Man or woman?
Excuse me?
Were you married to a man or a woman? I think that's a fair question. I think that's a fair question in this day and age.
My husband.
So that was a man?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Well, I mean, some of these lesbian relationships, they call the butch woman the husband. And I just wanted to clarify.
All righty then.
Hmm. And what did you know about all this word stuff from last night?
She wasn't here last night, Jew.
I heard that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she listened to the archive.
No, I haven't.
Do you know anything about the words?
I'm not certain what the show was entirely about, Jew. Did you not
meaning
hear
of
that?
Words. The meaning of words.
The origins of the words, yes. Yeah.
No, no, not the origins, the meaning.
The meaning, okay.
You going any further, Jew?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
Did I interrupt a private conversation, Antoinette?
No.
So what did I interrupt? What are we speaking about?
Well, we were trying to find where Ron was. His call dropped, but I see him in the chat room laughing like a Chessy cat.
Is he in the chat room?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, maybe find something funny.
Maybe. Ray said no, but it does go deeper. What does, Ray?
Why would I want to blow Beasley?
I don't know, and please don't even go there.
Why would I start with
mess.
Beasley?
Okay, Ron, thank you.
I think Atomic Ray has some issues with me. What do you think?
I don't know. That's between you and him.
Well, if he aired his issues on the show, that wouldn't be... what's that term you like to use? Gossip.
Yes, but that's between you and Ray.
We could do it right here in the open.
I have a headache now, too.
I can take over the show if you want, Antoinette.
Pardon me?
I can take over the show if you'd like. I can grill Cynthia. She needs a good grilling.
No, that's quite all right. I appreciate the offer, but that's okay.
Where are the country you're from, Cynthia?
Drew, why are you asking her personal information?
Why are you interference, Antoinette? Let her answer the question
Why are you asking the lady
let her answer the question
now I'm asking you a question.
How else would I get to know her?
I don't know. Ask her for her information offline.
Well, I didn't ask her for age or shoe size or dress size or anything like that.
Well, I'm sure you were planning on getting to that.
Just what part of the country?
Well, she didn't answer.
Well, you scared her.
How did I scare her?
Well, he jumped in. It's like, why are you doing that? And then she started thinking, why is she? Maybe I shouldn't tell him, or I don't know what I would do with that information other than just get a little geographical basis of where she's coming from. But all right.
Yeah, she may live.
What'd she say? She's from Portland? Did she say she was from Portland?
She just answered you.
No, I didn't hear it. It blipped out.
Oh.
I thought I might have heard Portland, but I'm not sure.
Oh.
Now, what did I hear?
Lord, I don't know, too.
Did you like my questions last night, Antoinette? Did they meet up with your expectations?
Yes, they did, too.
Did they exceed your expectations?
Really, you exceeded my expectations.
Why is that?
But I knew you had it in you.
I've given
you credit before for being a very intelligent man. That I can deal with you when you act like that. I just can't handle when you just decide to be disruptive, and I know that's something that you do by choice. But other than when you're not in a very playful, sarcastic mood, I love talking with you.
I have had quite a playful, sarcastic day today.
I can believe you have.
Mm.
That must be the reason why you're mild now, which is good. I'm glad you got it. I love you.
Oh, no, there's lots more.
Oh.
I didn't get to go to the gym today, though.
But did she meet your expectations?
Did who?
Did Yaffa meet your expectations? Did you enjoy the conversation?
Well, I was pleased with her knowledge. She knows quite a bit. It's nice hearing people who are tuned in rather than some of the brain-dead people who have no clue what's going on. I really get tired of them.
Well, unfortunately, we've all been there.
Well, there's some people that are there on purpose.
Yeah, and, you know, I was like that for a long time, for years.
And
where
what turned
I heard
you?
It. Pardon
what
me?
Turned you, if I may ask?
I don't know. I just kept hearing it, and finally I just looked at the information and seen that what I was being told was the truth.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it took years.
I'll bet.
Yeah, because I didn't want to go against everything that I've been taught. You know, everything that I learned, to learn that everything that I thought I knew was a lie, that was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And to still find out that there's things that I still thought that I knew, to find out that they were a lie. You know, it just seems like the more I learn, the more I find out what I learned in the past was a lie.
Most of everything you learned is a lie.
Yeah.
Speaking of lies.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's it. Just speaking of lies.
Okay, you have a point that you're trying to make with speaking with lies?
No.
Oh, okay. You just like the way how that rolled off the tongue.
Sometimes I do, yeah. What happened to Perry's show?
I don't know.
Now, you know, for some reason, I am not welcomed on that show.
Oh. Well, that's something you have to take up with Perry.
I find that.
I do not know. I do not have the slightest idea.
I think I can go to sleep. This has been one sleepy show, Antoinette.
Well,
and Cynthia,
Rocky,
frankly, Cynthia's putting me to sleep.
Oh. Well, I'm sure that's not her intention.
Maybe not.
Okay, I'll wake you up then. I'm
Thank
back.
You.
I had a connection
well,
problem.
Good.
I could not get back. What the fuck? Anyway, I'm
have
back
told
for
you
a moment.
What to do.
I know you. They the problem, bro. BTR, the servers are not. It's giving me half the shit, man.
Yeah,
I don't know what the deal is.
Talking about your Skype. Do you know
the
that
microphone
I called into Spreaker? I called into Spreaker tonight. From my car, on my mobile, and stayed on a radio show for the half-hour drive home.
Okay.
It was marvelous. Nobody
complained about
my... Well,
I don't know what this... But I changed the directives to Skype, you know, to run the Skype more like you suggested, and it's working great, but BTR is dropping me. It's glitching the shit out of me. You got nothing to do with Skype.
You mean you set up your quality of service on?
Yes,
the
quality of service changed. Yes. Yes, I did all that.
Okay.
Quality of service changed to Skype. My microphone should sound great right now. Should sound really good. But for some reason, I'm losing audio. Then I still have control of the board. In the chat room. It's weird shit. Something ain't configuring for some reason. I will work on that.
BTR is very bad. Maybe you should take this show to Spreaker.
I'm thinking of it. I'm thinking about that. Yeah, I'm thinking of other alternatives to the show. Right. Absolutely.
Spreaker sounds great.
Well, if they got servers could run their shit, yeah, that's cool. The BTR apparently is stretched too thin. Is there a problem? They can't handle the load.
Yeah, I'm not surprised on that one. So do we still have Cynthia?
Yes, we do. Still on the board.
I wish to grill Cynthia. I don't want to sear her like meat, but just grill her. You know. And I'm pretty tired, pretty mellow tonight, so won't be much of a grilling. Think she's up for it?
You got 13 minutes.
Did you know, Ron, that she wants me, get this, she thinks I should beat my kid more. I've never hit my kid yet.
You're a bad parent, then.
Apparently, I am.
Apparently. Hey, I mentioned you. Well, I got you right now. You know that file you sent me?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. I sent that off to a few people to find out some more information on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no end to it. There's no end to it. What was the result? I don't see the result. But I am working on that. And I should have something by Monday.
It's kind of baffling as to why there is no end result.
Right. But the complaint is very clarified. Very good. Very good complaint. And
for
I did do some research.
Yeah.
Right. But I did do some research on the key points. I'm tearing this thing apart. But I'm waiting for end result by Monday. So I'll let you know. I will contact you by Monday.
Well,
let you know what I found out.
The torment seems to go on. If you look on here, I'll show you a link to a. You ever hear of Topics?
Yes, I have.
I never heard of it until I met this BTR person that we're talking about. But Topics has a forum for. They're kind of like, Patch. And some of the other local whatever, there's a topics forum for any locality. And if you go on to the Greenfield, New Hampshire forum, I'll put the link in the chat. I guess I have to join the chat to do that.
Okay. Email it to me.
Well,
email it to me.
Yeah, okay. But if you look at this, you'll see that there's hundreds of entries, and they're all talking about this woman that did the pro se complaint.
Right.
Hundreds of them.
What I came up with so far, and I've not got a complete full layout on this, but it's they told me it's so massive, it's going to take a while to get all the information to me. Yeah,
really?
It's pretty wild, man. Yeah, it's way off the hook. This is a wild case. And why this motherfucker's walking free, I have no idea, man. That's crazy. This is
insane.
Somebody
else asked me that question. I said, well, it's a civil complaint. It's not a criminal complaint.
Yeah, but it is criminal in a way. There's a criminal faction.
If somebody will bring charges, if a district attorney will bring charges. But
well,
remember,
well,
there's
I,
a...
Well, at first fall, I'm asking why has not... any prosecutor took this up and prosecuted it.
I don't know.
You know, it's because it's with intention. It has a basis. It has a foundation. You know what I mean? And what does this person say about killing somebody and shit? And oral
well, that's
sex
an
with another person.
That's an accusation.
Now I'm nosy.
I know.
I'm nosy.
Wait a second, madam. You
yes,
are
BTR
the no.
Gossip.
Hold on.
Yes,
you're
I
the no
know.
BTR. You must now hang up. Or mute yourself and put cotton in your ears.
You know what, Joe? No.
I don't want you. No, please don't get out on the limb on this now. This
yes,
could take
you
over to the dark side.
No, I'll never go to the dark side.
Well, I'll tell you what, Antoinette. Do you have an email address you would like to share?
Get it online.
Okay.
I can forward it to her.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You.
Yeah, Ron will forward it to you. There
is
you
that okay with you, Jill?
It's okay with me. He can, whatever,
it is.
He can do whatever he wants with that information.
Okay. I mean, y'all keep talking about it, so now you're making me nervous.
Well, it's public record.
You'll love
I'm
this.
Sure, I'm sure that the person involved would threaten you with the FBI. Well, you know, maybe Antoinette, I'll threaten you with the FBI.
Well, I know some FBI people too, so, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they'll threaten you with the FBI, and maybe they'll have a file on you, Antoinette, because they got a file on the Jew.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Well, if they had a file on me, Lord knows they'd be bored. They'd be bored reading it.
Well, apparently they'd be bored.
I hope mine's entertaining to them. I hope I can get entertained by reading my file. Really. The first paragraph, oh, fuck no. I don't want to talk to this guy. Mm-mm. Guarantee it. This is the last motherfucker I want to talk to. That's right.
Well, the only thing they can say is this woman, the only thing I see her doing is her children and her grandchildren. Okay.
Whose children and her grandchildren?
Mine.
Oh.
It's when you make them define each word they say. When they say the, it, then, define each one. That's
yeah.
How I do it.
But this is a person that goes around threatening people on BTR with some regularity.
Wow.
And
I
also,
I'm a poppy.
Also
oh, no.
Finds out.
You mentioned
stuff
to something, brother.
Hmm?
It ain't just BTR. She's nationwide, brother.
Oh, yeah. It's
not
BTR. Oh, BTR is a very fertile ground.
It ain't only BTR.
Right. No,
yeah,
this
is just trolling ground to her. Trust me. This bitch has been around.
Well, maybe the person
this
is
getting
paid
very,
to do it.
No, I don't think so. This is a very experienced person at this.
Oh. Wow. Sounds like a novel.
You would almost have to say that this person's professional.
It has no life, is what you should say. This person has no real life.
Yeah. So you read the whole thing. You read the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating, wasn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Twice, exactly.
Even I was kind of, some things kind of caught me by surprise. I can't say I was shocked. But some things did catch me by surprise.
Well, it's so fucked up. I mean, how could somebody come up with this shit? You know what I mean? It's so far-fetched. You know what I'm saying? It can't be. I mean, it's where you go out of the conceptive part of it, and you come back to the reality part of it. You know what I mean? It's like, who could make this shit up?
No,
you
couldn't.
Know what I mean? You could. You just couldn't do it. It's so fucking up.
Billy Ray Bob
exactly.
said, and her little dog, Toto,
too.
Toto. Yeah. And her little dog, Toto, too. Oh, wait a minute.
Talk about the Wizard of Oz.
Well, I have a theory where a lot of the very private information may come from.
Mm-hmm. Your point?
Well, it may. This person has a relative in government with the ability to get this type of information. So, when I read in the complaint that plaintiff was threatened by the defendant, I'm going to find your Social Security number, and then days later, the defendant was posting the Social Security number, allegedly, according to the complaint, all over the internet.
It don't give a source, Jew.
Yeah.
There's no source. I've seen that. There's not a source.
Yeah, but I've talked to people on BTR who have told me in confidence that they've been threatened and have been told information that people couldn't know, but this person knew.
Well, there's got to be a source.
Well, the source, I think, is coming out of the government office out there in Austin. That's just my opinion. Yeah, possible.
Right. Which may be so, but we got to prove the definition fact of that. And that's what I would like to find. That's what I'm going to find out. Where'd it come from? I'm behind the scene. This individual will never, ever see me actually involved, ever. I'm going to go around the back door and take a look. See the outside the box. That's what
Because
it's, like I said, the whole statement of the complaint, when it comes down towards the end of it, it's all directed towards that person. You know what I mean? And this person has drug a lot of people into it.
Right.
It's like
I think
Well, that's all we got, 3 minutes left.
I think the complaint is mainly that this person involved the detective and got the detective to arrest her improperly.
He was manipulated. Read it.
Yes.
Manipulation factor in that. Mm-hmm. Now he's a victim. Dumb fucker. He didn't take a look at the picture before he jumped. He just took what was told and did what he did. He didn't look at it. He didn't investigate it. He just took it for what it was worth.
Which is kind of bad when you got investigator in your title.
Well, now he's no longer investigator, I'm sure. I will
I don't know. I don't know what the disposition is.
Well, no, my people are in contact, these people. I've sent this out to 46 people, and they're all ripping it apart for me. And we're going to make contact with the people involved. That's what I want to know. Because the illusion of it blew my mind when I started reading it first. Come on, man. You know, and it was filed. I did authenticate that today. It was really filed in federal court.
Oh, yeah. It came from Pacer.
Yeah, this is the real shit. So, I mean, I'm cool with that, you know. That's the first thing I'm checking. I'm checking the file. I'm checking the number. Even though the number ain't on the document, but it is there. It does exist. So, I was cool with that. So, that we got my interest going. You know, why would it? We got 90 seconds left. I'm bailing. I'm not doing overtime tonight because my ass has had it. But anyway, yeah. Gio, I'm working on this, brother. You need to call me. Either way, I know you come up as restricted. I don't answer restricted calls. If not, leave me a voicemail. If I do my voicemail up again on the phone.
Well, I think I can trust you with my phone number.
Well, yeah, just give me a call, man. Like I said, restricted calls, I don't answer them.
Right.
But I'm going to look at this. I'm looking more. My interest is a psychological pattern of this person. Where the fuck is this motherfucker gaining anything on this? What is she gaining? Nothing, man. But check this out. Coming to find out, this ain't the only person. This woman has done a lot of shit to a lot of people.
There's lots of
right.
people in
BTR.
BTR,
TalkShoe, Spiker, I mean, all over. Yeah, right. This BTR, brother. It's nationwide, big time. Every social media website, it's on there. You know what I mean?
Do you think this is bigger than one person? You think this is maybe more going on than just an individual that's sort of the cheese that slid off the cracker?
Could be the front person, man. You know what I mean? She could be the front one. You know what I mean? The front person. I don't know. But I'm going to find out. Curiosity killed the cat, didn't it? And I love curiosity. So I'm going to find out. I just want to see what this is really about. Because when I read that file, you got to be fucking kidding me. This is insane. And this cop gets this shit and arrest this woman for that bullshit? Come on, man. It's too highfalutin bullshit. To the maximum. It's just way off hook. It's not there. There's no foundation here. Why would you arrest somebody with no foundation on a hearsay? And that's what he did. He arrested that woman on a hearsay. Then there is no file. They will not give the disclosure. What the fuck is that, man? Come on. That's like a problem cause. That's like a problem cause.
Going on.
Yeah. Something's up.
So, Ron, may I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Once you do your research, are you going to let everyone, as far as your listeners are concerned, what you're speaking of?
Well, absolutely, because it's public record. It's all public record. Don't matter.
Yeah, we could tell you now. Something wrong.
Right, absolutely. No, I'm not. I'm going to leave you in suspense a little bit. So I actually get everything I want to know once I get it down to the letter.
Who you're speaking of.
What's that?
I said I have a feeling of the individual that you're speaking of.
Well, I'm sure you might think you do, but you may not really.
Well, that's cool. I mean, look here. I'm not going to do any harm to no one, but I don't like to be bullshitted. I don't like to be played with. You play with me, you're playing with the fucking
fire.
You've
been threatened too, haven't you?
That's right. That's right.
I
so now
I'll
get my interest in fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought you might find it interesting.
Absolutely. And as far as financially goes, what you can do financially to people, it's ugly. I don't care how much money it costs me to figure you out. I'll pay money. Money talks, bullshit walks, and it works very well. So, to take me on, you're taking on a lot. That's what I do. I love challenges. That's why I live for that shit. I love it. This person's threatened me. They have threatened me. No, I'm not in the complaint. They threatened me on BTR, on another show. Called me names, called me things that didn't make no sense about me, and everybody knows me. You know, I mean, there's straight up blunt lies. So, which under a technical term that is, would be, let's see.
Slander.
100,000 ways I can go with this one. Defamation of character.
Yeah.
Personal
assault. Yeah, and slander.
Slander, yeah. I could do that. I could do that. And like I said, money. Money's what makes you talk. What would make you think I couldn't slide a prosecutor a few $1,000 to make you fry you?
Well,
you know
I used to be a judge's assistant, so I know that things do happen.
Oh, yeah, all the time. All the time,
yeah,
you know it.
It's
a money game. Money
well,
talks.
Well, can I ask the question?
Game.
May I ask the question? Is it worth it all?
Sure.
Is it worth going through all this trouble for somebody playing a game?
Well, this person.
Well, as long as I'm the beneficiary and I'm going to reap it, yeah, it's well worth it. Because I need to become the beneficiary real quick.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what y'all are talking about. Just now, y'all got me being nosy.
Well, I will get with you on this subject and this person we're talking about. But actually, according to that file that I read last night, you know, I was trying to go to bed, but I got the file and I printed it off my printer. That's how bad I wanted it. So when I read the first paragraph of it, I got my interest really quick. This person is a terroristic threatener, all right, and a manipulator. It's terroristic. It's the action of a terrorist. When you really add math to it. This one complaint. There's just one complaint, which are several more of these. There's just one of them that was filed in the federal court. This woman, I don't know why this fucking freak is still walking. This thing should be locked up in a rubber room. Seriously. It's bad.
Okay.
You'll understand, sweetie, when I talk. Matter of fact, the show's about over here in a minute. I will call you, and I'll explain to you what I'm talking about. Okay?
Okay.
Your jaw will drop.
You'll get it. Yeah, it'll blow your mind. And I will send you this file. I'll send it to you. And you read it, what you think.
Yeah, I read it, I thought, wow, this is gold.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's deep. It's really deep. And
so
it'll think about it.
BTR is a... Yes.
Excuse me, kids. I'll be right back.
BTR is a very fertile fishing ground for this person to feed their habit. Let me put it a different way. Now, you know I like to fool around and joke.
Yeah.
You know, cause a little bit of trouble here and there.
Yeah.
But nobody
everywhere.
Gets hurt. Nobody gets
yeah.
hurt.
No.
This person hurts people.
Okay. Well, I hope that they don't make a mistake and hurt the wrong person.
Oh, well, apparently they have.
Oh. Okay.
Well, you know, Antoinette, I would never tell you a lie, would I?
Okay.
No, I'd never do that.
All righty then.
Yeah, and the Jew, well, I hate the Jew. The Jew is just an awful person. He's a bad father, too.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just lost a couple of seconds in my life. What happened?
Oh, you being you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you doing what you do best.
Well, I do have fun doing it.
Yes, it sounds like you do.
But now you're...
I'd like, if I had a gun and two bullets and the Jew and Hitler and Mussolini were in the same room, I'd shoot the Jew twice.
Well, my goodness, they think that strong of you, Jew, that they got to shoot you twice?
What? I'm sorry, did you say something?
Yes, I said they think that strongly of you that they need to shoot you twice.